back to episode 11 of the Beaver Dam. I'm your host, Patrick Spillman, joined alongside Grant Ingham. Grant, it's November 15th. We have 1 week of classes left. How you doing getting ready to go into the last week of classes?
I'm doing good. Just trying to get through this semester and go from there. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. You know, it's been a little weird not getting fall break, not having our typical soccer season that we would normally be expecting. This would be like our second week being done with soccer, and it's weird that we've been off for such a long time. So this semester has just been really, really weird, but it's kind of weird also that we're done at Thanksgiving. I've never had any type of school where I'm done basically at Thanksgiving time. But we do want to apologize for not having a Beaver Dam for you guys last week. I did have a family problem that I had to go home and deal with, and Grant just didn't feel right doing the Beaver Dam without me.
He just couldn't do it.
But we are back, and this will probably be our last show of the semester, which is kind of exciting, but also at the same time kind of like really weird and sad, because this season's going to have a lot less Beaver Dams than what like previous years had. But let me tell you, next semester, Grant and I are going to have a lot of sports to talk about, because like basically every single sports team that Bluffton University has will be competing at some point during that spring semester. So Grant, we're going to have a lot longer shows, and our voices are going to be a lot more tired next semester.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to having full 45-minute shows talking about, basketball, or both basketball teams, and baseball, softball, everybody going, and very, very excited for that.
It's going to be a condensed schedule for a lot of teams, but at the same time, these athletes, they're going to be tired. They're going to be playing a lot of games within very short days, as well as you also have to be ready for games to be canceled or postponed and rescheduled. And you could be playing three games in a week instead of just two. You never know. We will have to get COVID tested 2 days before every game, so that way they know whether or not we're positive on the day of the game. We've kind of learned that this year is going to be go with the flow. And Grant and I kind of learned that yesterday when we called the women's basketball game by sitting in the radio station watching the live stream. We've just learned that we still want to be able to give you guys sports, but at the same time, we're also having to make a lot of changes within our own setting just to be able to present the sports to you guys. Grant, how did you like calling the game in the radio station?
It was fun, but it was also difficult to try to keep up with the subs and keep up with numbers and fouls and who the fouls were on, and then when the live stream wouldn't switch sides of the court and get stuck on one camera. It was very difficult to not be in the gym, but reacting and adapting is the name of the game right now.
I think we worked pretty well to try to read the referee's hand who the fouls were on. A couple of times, like you said, the camera didn't switch, so we were just kind of like filling time on the air until they got the camera switched or we could actually have play back on our screen. But I think we did a pretty good job. I give ourselves a 10 out of 10 on that first game, first basketball game Grant has ever called. He got to do it from the radio station and not even in Sommer Center. So it's just going to be a whole brand new experience for you when we actually get a call the game in the radio station, in Sommer Center, not in the radio station.
Hopefully that's as soon as next week if we can get things sorted.
Hopefully. Men's basketball plays at home next Friday, so hopefully Grant and I will be in Sommer Center being able to call that game for you guys. But we did have some sports from last week. Like I said, we called the women's basketball game, but first the cross-country team finished their season out in a meet with Manchester. Then we'll get into the two women's basketball games against Manchester, and then we'll finish it out with a preview for men's basketball for this season. Like we said, they have had a couple of games canceled due to the fact that our team has been in quarantine multiple times, as we now still have men's basketball players in quarantine currently. But they are supposed to make their season debut on Friday, and fingers crossed that actually happens. But let's go ahead and hop into cross country. The Beavers were in action last Saturday, November 7th, when they traveled to Manchester for a head-to-head matchup with the Spartans, which was also part of the virtual series. It was their last race of the season and wrapped up their 2020 cross country campaign.
The Beavers men's team were led by sophomore Max Chandler, who, despite kicking a lap early, still finished with an impressive time of 27:17, a new PR for the event. Second and third for Bluffton went to freshman Alex Montross and sophomore Britton Boyle. The freshman duo of Ethan Lai and Carter Ritchie closed out the scoring five for the men's team, who placed fifth. Finding himself in the top 20 for the season-long virtual series, Lai finished 12th with three top 13 finishes this fall. Montross and Boyle made it three Beavers in the top 25 of the final season standings, as Bluffton came in sixth on the men's side.
On the women's side, Bluffton was led by a trio of freshmen who all finished within 1 second of each other in a wild kick to the finish. First place went to Miranda Billman, who finished with a time of 24:58. Jania Freewell and Mackenzie Brownrigg fought hard to the end and gave the women a great front scoring punch. Fourth place for the Beavers went to freshman Brooke Barnes, and fifth went to freshman Cheyenne Knoll. Three women in the top nine powered the Beavers to an outstanding third-place finish on Saturday. Brownrigg tied for 11th in the 2020 virtual series, while Freewalt was just a few ticks back in 16th overall. Billman also cracked the top 25 in the virtual series. The Bluffton women capped off the season in fifth place when all meets were tallied up. The Beavers will begin preparing for indoor track and hope to continue building on momentum they built this fall. And like we said, they are working on having a cross-country like meet with all the teams actually being there for this spring, but they are going to focus a little more on track and indoor track and outdoor track, especially because of outdoor track being canceled last year. That will be the focus for the conference as well as for the Beavers, due to them not having that season last year. But with women's basketball, so they played two games this week, both against Manchester. Manchester traveling to the Sommer Center, both games. They traveled on Thursday. The Bluffton University women's basketball team did what a few squads have done. It played a game. The Beavers trailed throughout much of the first half before turning it around with an 18-12 edge in the third quarter. Bluffton stands 1-0 while the Spartans slipped to 0-2 on the young campaign.
Sophomore Ella Zaborski netted Bluffton's first points of the season with her jumper just over a minute into the game. Back-to-back deuces by fellow sophomores Peyton Henry and Sammy Shardo put the home team up 7-6 midway through the first quarter. Triples by freshman Taylor Mousen and sophomore Courtney Starr made it 16-14 after one quarter of action. The Spartans were up 26-22 late in the half when Bluffton turned it around with a quick 6-0 run that helped the home team go into the half tied 28-28.
A 14-5 jag to open the third quarter was powered by 7 points from senior Kylie Brock, who converted a hoop and harm before dialing long distance. Sophomore Haley Barnes got to the rack, and Shardo drilled a pair at the charity stripe as Bluffton went to the final stanza with a 46-40 edge. An old-fashioned three-point play by junior Emma Saltzman made it a 9-point game, 51-42, at the 7:34 mark, and when Zaborowski hit from deep with 4:02 to play, the verdict was all but sealed with Bluffton up 58-48. Freshman Angel Schneider left no doubt as she scored 7 points down the stretch to ensure a Bluffton victory and the 2020-2021 lid lifter.
Schneider and Charter led the way with 11 and 10 points respectively. Malson added 9 in her debut while Brock bucketed 7 counters. Saltzman ripped down 9 boards. Nora Heminger chipped in with 7 assists while Schneider and Shardo's added 6 boards apiece. Shardo stuffed the stat sheet with 5 steals and Henry doled out 3 assists. Bluffton struggled from the field, hitting 32% from the field, but the home team did knock down 7 threes. The Beavers pulled down more boards, 46-42, and took advantage of 23 turnovers by Manchester.
And like we said, they were back in the Sommer Center on Saturday, November 14th, welcoming Manchester University for the second time in 3 days. Bluffton used a 22-16 spread in the fourth quarter to pull out the 54-46 victory. Manchester fell to 0-3, while the home team stands 2-0 on the season.
For the second straight game, Ella Zaborski got the Beavers on the scoreboard first with her jumper in the paint. Points were hard to come by in the first stanza, as Manchester led 10-8 after the first 10 minutes. It was still tough sledding for the offenses through the first 5 minutes of the second quarter until freshman Sydney Cavanaugh rolled off 8 points late in the half for a 23-22 Bluffton lead at the break.
5 points from Taylor Mousen, including Bluffton's first make of the game from three, helped the home team open a 30-22 cushion at the 7:30 mark of the third quarter. The offense went stagnant, however, as Manchester pulled within 32-30 at the end of the third period thanks to an 8-2 run.
6 straight points for the Spartans to open up the fourth quarter made it a 14-2 Jag before freshman Matty Fitzpatrick hit Bluffton's first bucket in over 10 minutes. Her deuce ignited a 6-0 run that made it 38-36 Bluffton midway through the final period. Following a pair of MS Osman chip shots, the home team was up 40-38.
With the game tied and the outcome hanging in the balance with less than 1:30 to play, a 12-4 run by the Bluffton freshman made the final score 54-46. Angel Schneider hit from deep and Mousen followed with seven straight counters before Fitzpatrick run out capped off Bluffton's second straight win over the Spartans.
Kavanaugh and Mousen led the way with 14 and 12 points respectively. Schneider added seven as the Bluffton bench outscored Manchester 39-12. Senior Nora Heminger pulled down a team high seven rebounds, while Mawson and Chardo both finished with seven karmas. Fitzpatrick dished out four assists, and Mawson came up with four steals for the victors. Kavanaugh blocked two Manchester shots.
Bluffton hit 21 of 63 from the field. That's about a 33.3% shooting percentage compared to a paltry 15 of 62, 24.2% for the Spartans. Both teams were ice cold from long range as Bluffton made three triples and the Spartans cashed in twice. The home team pulled down four more rebounds, 50-46, but also turned it over two more times, 19-17. Bluffton scored 21 points off turnovers and held a slight edge in the paint, 28-26. The next game on the schedule is a home contest against Adrian College on Monday, December 7th. But check the website regularly for updates, as you have seen many canceled games. Talking about this women's basketball team, one big thing that Grant and I really emphasized was turnovers. Turning defense into offense and just getting into the paint. As you saw, they only made three threes. Both teams shot 17 threes apiece, and Bluffton was 3 of 17, and the Spartans were 2 of 17. And that's really things that we saw and we emphasized on our broadcast on Saturday.
Yeah, they looked good for not having a lot of reps together, but the needless turnovers were a glaring thing that we saw, and hopefully they can clean those up going into the next game.
Well, and something we really need to emphasize here is if you have not had a chance to tune into one of these basketball games yet, is Bluffton was without two starters, including their best player in Brianna Gillig, who was first-team All-Conference last year. Losing her, which is about 15 to 20 points a game, was a big killer, and they still came out with 8 and 10-point victories this week. That's pretty impressive.
It was impressive, and you know, most teams when they do play the Beavers are going to have to the vocal point of their defense will be focused around Gillig and trying to stop her. So it should open up the rest of the team to be more successful, as opposed to defending normally, I guess would be the best way I can describe it, because when Gillig's on the court, everybody's focused on her and trying to stop her. So hopefully when she gets back, it opens up more and more scoring.
Not to mention, we saw freshmen really step up late. And Taylor Mousen, Matty Fitzpatrick, and Angel Schneider. I mean, and not also Sydney Kavanaugh, who led the team in scoring. I mean, that's four freshmen that played extremely well. We didn't see Kavanaugh in the game towards the end. I mean, it seemed like Shetler felt pretty comfortable with Mousen, Fitzpatrick, Schneider, Heminger, and Saltzman. That was really his go-to lineup at the end of the game, and honestly, it worked.
Yeah, it's big. It's a big statement for him to play that young a lineup in those big a minutes down the stretch in a tight game, when we were even trailing in the fourth and tied in the fourth, and they really stepped up and really led the Beavers to a big win.
Yeah, I was really impressed by this team, and I'm excited to watch over Christmas break. Unfortunately, Grant and I won't be able to be back here to be able to call games, but they'll still have the live stream for you guys. So tune in to BlufftonBeavers.com and watch those games. And once we get back for spring semester, Grant and I will be calling every single one of those games for you guys. So don't you worry. You're going to have plenty of Bluffton Beavers basketball with getting to hear our great voices, as well as we're going to have a lot of other sports. Volleyball will be starting up, so we'll have that on the Beaver Dam, and men's and women's soccer will be falling right behind, football, and then all of a sudden it's baseball and softball season. It's going to be exciting times. But before we get into all those other sports, let's not forget about men's basketball, who still hasn't played a game this year. But let me tell you, they're back, and they return a very experienced perimeter. The Bluffton University men's basketball team rode a 7-game February win streak to a third straight berth in the Heartland Conference tournament. The 7 straight HCAC wins established a new school record and had Beavers on the verge of their first ever regular season championship heading into the final Saturday. It marked the fifth time since 2011 that head coach Guy Neal has led the Bluffton to at least 15 victories, including a school record tying 18 in 2018-2019.
The starting lineup will be without Andrew Renner for the first time in 4 years when the men hit the hardwood in the 2021 campaign. Renner finished his career 15th on Bluffton's all-time scoring list with 1,232 points. He was named second-team All-Heartland in his junior year before moving up to first-team for his senior year. Also lost to graduation were all HCAC honorable mention selections, Isaiah Taylor, Brevin Dye, and Carter Kennard.
Guard play will be a strength for the Beavers this season. Senior Desmond Brown, the 2018-2019 HCAC Defensive Player of the Year, earned honorable mention All-Heartland Conference honors as a junior. He led the team with 80 assists and 29 steals while dropping in 11.5 points per game. Brown locked down the opponent's top offensive threat on a nightly basis while playing over 34 minutes per game. Junior Jameel Cosby has been the starting point guard the past two seasons, putting up 12.6 points per game and 4.5 rebounds per game as a sophomore.
Senior Aaron Rich has 61 starts on his resume, averaging 8.6 points per game and 4.2 rebounds per game while hitting 55% from the field. Another senior guard also made big contributions down the stretch of last season. Ronnie James started 16 games and doled out 32 assists. Sophomore A.J. Kenny saw action in 17 games last season, hitting 13 of 25 around the bucket while draining 9 of 10 from the charity stripe. Bluffton's work on the defensive end was outstanding again in 2019-2020. The Beavers allowed just 63 points per game, second best in the conference. Bluffton's opponents struggled shooting the ball, only hitting 41.4% from the field, which was the lowest field goal percentage in the HCAC.
With the Heartland Conference portion of the season slated to tip on Saturday, January 16th, the Beavers play a condensed slate of non-league games prior to Christmas. Bluffton heads to and this was written before a lot of these games were canceled. So they were supposed to play Manchester on Thursday, November 12th. That game was canceled. Then they were supposed to go to Trine on Saturday, November 14th, canceled. And then was supposed to welcome Trine on Friday, November 20th. That game was canceled. Instead, changed it to playing Adrian on Friday, November 20th, when that game was supposed to be against Trine. And then they were supposed to play Adrian at Adrian on Saturday, December 12th. That game is now at home, as well as they've added a game on Thursday, December 10th against Adrian as well. And so, honestly, with this ever-changing schedule, a lot of things might get canceled, especially in non-conference matchups. They are going to be more likely to ease with caution when it comes to these games, and they will be canceled. So now, the actual schedule for the men's basketball team: they play this Friday at home against Adrian. They play December 10th at home against Adrian. And then they play at home on December 12th against Adrian. Before January 16th, they start the conference season at Earlham. And their first home game will be on January 20th, a Wednesday, at home against Earlham, which Grant and I will have that on the radio for you guys, as that is our first day back. Grant, this schedule is going to change all the time, and we kind of know that, and we kind of understand that it's going to be hard to keep up with. But at the same time, I mean, what else do you expect during a season like this?
I mean, it's like I said earlier, reacting and adapting, and hopefully, things are looking differently in the spring semester, and they don't cancel as many games. But at least hopefully they can get the full conference schedule in. And I mean, this team's very exciting to they have a lot of potential this year to really make a statement in the conference.
Yeah, I'm excited for this team. I'm excited just for all the sports that are going to be coming up. And Grant, I think we had a pretty good first semester. I mean, for all that we've had to deal with and all the cancellations and everything else, I think it's been a pretty successful first semester of sports, and I think we handled it pretty well, having a lack of games and sports when normally fall season is normally our busy season. So kudos to you, and congratulations on your first semester finishing the Beaver Dam. And we have one semester left together before you take over as as host of the Beaver Dam. I know you're not ready for that title yet, right? You're not ready to take it from me just yet.
No, I couldn't take it from you right now. Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. Man, what a season it has been, and I am just excited for the rest of this next semester. We thank you guys for tuning in for this first semester, but this does wrap up this episode of the Beaver Dam. We thank you for listening and encourage you to come back and listen to us next semester. Check out previous podcasts, search and subscribe on iTunes or Google Play, the WIT 961 podcast at Bluffton University. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at the Beaver Dam 961. For more stories and information, check out our website, bluffdenwit.com, and subscribe. This has been Patrick Spillman, joined alongside Grant Ingham, and we thank you for listening to 96.1 The Wit.
Roll Beavs.